how much should you charge for your online training? And once somebody buys it, what do you even give them? We're going to talk about all that coming up next on the Entrepreneur Podcast. Do you want to create, market, or scale your online fitness business? My name's Sean Garner, and here we give real fit pros the tips, tools, and strategies they need to succeed online. Welcome to the EntreFit Podcast. What is up, guys? Sean Garner here with the EntreFit Podcast. If it's your first time hanging out with us, hey, welcome. Hope this adds lots of value for you. The whole purpose of EntreFit and this show that we do here is to help the real fit pros go from being just another fitness coach to a successful fitness entrepreneur. And we do that by giving you the tips, tools, strategies, blueprints, and frameworks that you need to build a successful fitness business. And with creating your business, one of the things you have to do, especially when you're creating your online product is or your online coaching program is, what do I even charge for it? And there's so many different ways that you can price and package things together. What I have found is oftentimes people just need permission on what they're allowed to do or what somebody else is doing so that they feel empowered to go and do that same thing. So what I did is I collected just three of my clients' one sheets, and we're explaining a little bit later what a one sheet is and what they package together, so you guys can hopefully be encouraged by this. So starting out with when it comes to pricing and creating your offer, what you have to realize is there's kind of three different buckets, if you will. One would be like a low ticket subscription. This is going to be anywhere from, you know, like $7 a month up to like, you know, 30, $40 a month, $50 a month. Let's say something like that, low ticket subscription. The second bucket you're going to have is going to be some type of medium ticket price. So that's going to be probably that 50 to, you know, upwards of $99, maybe $129 a month for that. Then anything over that would be what I would consider like a high ticket program. And that's what I honestly kind of push most people to whenever they're first starting out online. Reason being is it's a lot easier to, after you set a high anchor point or a high price point or something, to downsell and give a lower experience or less, you know, touch points and access to you than it is to start off by trying to grow something that's low ticket and then needing to show the increased perceived value of that higher ticket thing. If you've been, you know, selling a $30 a month program, giving these great workouts and getting results for people, now you're trying to sell something that's like $400 or $500 a month. It's really difficult to show the consumer all the extra benefits they're going to get with that huge margin of price. So I always recommend people starting on the high side and then working their way down as their business grows. I always tell people the magic number is once you've made $100,000 with your offer, then you can start adding in other tiers and other pricing models. But make at least $100,000 because sales solves most problems. And if you're making that kind of money, most fitness professionals are going to be very happy with that. Then they'll start looking at doing those other things. So another reason why I say to start with the higher price point thing is because most people, at least most of the people that are reaching out to me, if they don't have experience and they're looking to add new revenue streams, typically means they don't have a large distribution. So distribution would be like a customer list. It'd be social media followings. It would be email list. It would be text messaging list. People that we can sell something to. If we don't have a large pool of potential clients, that means we have to have extremely high conversions in order to sell something at low price to make any money. So it's a lot easier, again, sell something at a higher price point so we can get sales coming in. So that's kind of my thought process with it. I push everybody towards a high ticket, or I call it online one-on-one personal training, because a lot of fitness coaches, you come from personal training, you're running gyms, you've done group fitness and stuff. So doing one-on-one custom programming is easy for you, and it just makes sense. And like I said, it also doesn't take very many clients to make pretty good money. And so speaking of that, what I do is right here, I've got a couple of my clients, I call them one sheets. So what a one sheet is once you create your offer, I have all my clients put it on a one sheet. Some of them will give this to their potential leads as they reach out. Most of them just use it as a template or a script for their sales call, so they remember to say the same thing every single time, and they embed this in part of their sales script. A one sheet is nothing more than literally one sheet of paper, or in this case, a doc that talks about all of the features and benefits of your coaching program and the price point. They'll also use little notes down at the bottom. So since this is their business, they're going to make little they're going to know their numbers well enough. So they're going to know what they're willing to do as far as like different package options and stuff like that for clients. But I got three of them. And what's very interesting about this to me is I had three of my clients. I just reached out to them today and said, hey, send me your offer sheet. I would like to talk about it this week on the podcast. All three of them offer literally the exact same thing as far as deliverables to client, as far as the delivery method, like the apps and services and stuff that they use, but they're all three different price points. They're ranging anywhere from $300 a month to $600 a month, but they're selling the exact same thing. Another thing that's interesting about it is the person with the smallest social media following and customer list is actually the one selling the $600 a month program. And so just to give you an idea, like if you're looking for permission, here's your permission. So whenever coming up with your price, there's a couple of different things that I have clients do, and I want to make sure two of them aren't good. One of them is bad. Don't do the bad thing. But unfortunately, the bad thing is what most fit pros do when they're trying to package up their offer. So the two good things are, and where I kind of have most people start is one, you have take everything that you have. Maybe you've already created some like guides, some eBooks. Maybe you already have like nutrition templates you give to your clients, recipe guides, cookbooks and stuff like that. Package all that stuff up and then say, huh, what is the price of that? What is the value of that? Then make your price that way. I know it sounds simple and dumb, but people just don't think this way. The second thing, and this is kind of where most fit pros probably fall into because they haven't created anything before. They don't have an existing business. They're an independent trainer, or gym owner, and they're looking to add a online revenue stream. Second thing to do would be determine the price point you want to sell this thing at and then package it full of value until you reach that price point. Again, it seems super simple, but until somebody's broken it down and given you permission to do that, most people don't do that. The third way to determine your price for your online offer, which is what most people do, which is the biggest mistake, is they base it upon the amount of time they're giving the client or the amount of time the program will take to create based upon their current session rate. So what that means is, let's say you're charging $100 an hour right now for personal training, and you know that, okay, let's say I'm going to write them a program and it's going to take me 30 minutes to write a program for somebody. So that's about $50. And then I'm going to do 15 minute check-ins every week. So that'd be another hour. So there's $100. So I should sell this program for $150 because it takes an hour and a half of my time. And so it's 1.5 sessions. That's a horrible idea. Why that's a bad idea is because all that's going to do is, again, it's falling into one of the traps of and one of the negatives of in-person business is trading your time for money. If you just took an hour and a half of your time and now you're selling it for the exact same amount of time, well, there's no benefit or scalability by now going online. Yes, you could make the argument that it's a little bit easier because you can, you know, write those programs at any time. And, you know, most peak sessions are in morning and evening. It still doesn't matter. You're trading your time for money. That is the worst way that you could think about pricing your offer because that is not scalable. You're eventually going to get to a point to where you can only take in so many clients, just like your in-person business, because there's only so many hours in the day. So when you're making your price, do not base it upon your current hourly rate that you charge for sessions or even your local market, because one of the pros about online is you're not confined to a local market or local price point. This is something that I learned in the real world whenever I went from being a gym owner in Oklahoma to a personal trainer in Miami, to where Oklahoma, I was struggling to sell $50 an hour sessions. And then in Miami, I'm having to sell $150 an hour sessions. I didn't get any more skills during that time. All I did was I was put into a market that values health and fitness more. And so because there was more demand and more value that was sought after those things, the price naturally went up. I didn't become a better trainer just because I moved to a different city, but the marketplace determined the value and they put more of a premium on it there. That's one of the big pros about online coaching and having an online revenue stream for your fitness coaching business is because marketplace determines the value. If you are from a small town, if you're from an Owosso, Oklahoma, like I was, or some small town in the Midwest, it's really, really easy for you to get what you actually, your value is when you go online because you're not determined by your local market anymore. I will say it takes a lot of kind of determination and mindset shifts to feel the confidence to charge those price points. But once you get your first one, now you've realized the marketplace has determined the value. They see the value in it because you know you're actually going to get results for people. And it's honestly, it's like a snowball effect. Once you get the first one, then it just keeps rolling after that. So this is what I would say if you are looking to add a online revenue stream, you're wondering how I should price this or what I should charge this. What I would do is set a price point that you want to get. For example, I will give you one of my coaching clients. Her name is Carrie Van. Does not have a large social media following at all. I think she has like maybe 150 followers on Instagram. So it's not like she's a big influencer and she had this huge customer list. What she did though is she's really great at what she does. So one quick side note, if you guys are watching me, hopefully it's giving you value. Maybe you're looking for a fitness business coach. You've hired one in the past. If they tell you this, they're lying to you, but a fitness business coach, they will not make you better at your craft or your art. Some will teach you how to manipulate the system to make it look like you're better than you are, but I think that is dishonorable. Who I want to work with and who I hopefully I'm speaking to now, listening to the podcast and everything, is somebody that's really good at what they do. If you're really good at what you do, in my opinion, it's easy to make incredible money online once you learn how to craft your messaging, connect with your community, build this offer out, and then the systems around it. But if you're not good at what you do and you can't get results for people, eventually your business is going to go flat because you're not able to deliver results for people. This client that I work with, her name's Carrie. She's been in the fitness industry for, I want to say, 15 plus years. Incredible results. She works with the elderly that have like movement issues and everything. So she's really, really great at what she does. And why I like using her as an example, she has no social media following. So she's not a big influencer. In fact, whenever we first started working together, we had to teach her like how to do basic social media posts. Her accounts were all set to private, was doing no content or anything online. Second thing is she works with a demographic that is like 55 and up. So it's not like these are the people that are scrolling through Instagram and everything all day or spending all their time on social media. So she's got that. And plus people that would think would be more resistant or hesitant to doing an online offer or online coaching product. Yet what she does is she sells it for $600 every 4 weeks and she's doing great with it. She's making more money from this than she was doing in her in-person business. And it's solely because she follows some basic systems that we put in place. She's super clear with her message. She connects with her community. And whenever you're super clear about who you help and what you do, you don't need a big following. It's really easy to go find those people. It's really easy to get referrals. And it's easy to look like an expert whenever you are clear about who you help with. So she has this amazing offer. She gets incredible results, which gets her tons of testimonials, which gets her more clients into her system and her lead pool. And what she gives to them for $600 every 4 weeks is a custom coaching program that she delivers through an app. I believe the one she uses is, it's either Trainerize or TrueCoach. I think she uses TrueCoach. Then she has some documents that she's created as far as like goal setting, nutrition, some mindset, some sleep strategies and stuff like that, that are just some PDFs that she's put together and made in Canva. And then she does weekly check-in calls every 15 minutes and she just checks on them via like a FaceTime or Zoom or a Facebook Messenger video calls, something like that. It's not about the deliverables, it's about the results. She gets people amazing results. It doesn't matter how flashy the app is. She didn't shoot all of these videos in like this high production studio, but she's making six figures just from doing the right things in the right order and being extremely clear and having an offer that's priced in a way that shows her value. And whenever people are paying the higher price point, they're buying into the program more, and it's just better for everyone. When you're actually out there serving your clients, they will pay you for it whenever you're getting them results. So, one quick side note I'll say is why another thing that I have clients do is I have them price every 4 weeks versus every month. I started doing this three or four years ago whenever I was doing Project Dadbot. Reason being is there's two. One, you make more money, and then two, it's so much easier to program. So one, you make more money. If you're billing every 4 weeks, there's 52 weeks in a year, but there's 12 months. So if you divide, 12 times 4, would be 48. So you get one extra payment cycle a year from it. So in a customer's mind, they don't think a difference between 4 weeks and 1 month, but you're actually getting an entire month of revenue more for the year. Second reason, this is honestly the big reason why I did it, is just because I got sick of the logistical headache. Somebody joins your program, they pay for 4 weeks, you give them a four-week program. It doesn't matter what day of the week the month starts on. As soon as they start, your 4 weeks start. So whenever you're programming out, you're doing week-long blocks. As soon as the 4 weeks is up, man, it's so much easier to just dump in another 4 weeks to do. So that's a quick side note on why I have people do that. It's just so much easier logistically for your programs, and then you make more money in the end. So, man, guys, I hope this episode added a lot of value to you guys today. Just wanted to give you guys some thoughts to do. What I would recommend you do, I said I was going to talk about this, but I don't want to take up too much more time here, is put all this stuff on a one sheet. A one sheet is just one sheet where it lists all the features and benefits. Talk another episode about features and benefits in the future, but quick note, benefit is how it's going to actually help your client. The feature is what the thing you're actually is. So you always want to list the benefits and the features with everything that you do. So that way, when you're ever talking about it, it's not just, oh, I give you a custom program, custom nutrition, one-on-one coaching calls, and some mindset guides, stuff like that. Those are all features. You want to lead with the benefit and then talk about the feature that comes with it. So the benefit would be, never feel confused at what you should be eating when you go out. That's the benefit. With my feature, with my, you know, eating out restaurant and nutrition guide, and you're talking about the feature. And so you always want to tie in a benefit to a feature. Tons of stuff on that, and we'll do a whole nother episode on that, because when you learn how to talk about what you do, it makes it so much easier to sell, because you don't have to sell. You're just showing how you're serving and helping people. So that's what I got for you guys today, except one extra bonus for you. I want to share what we do in the EntreFit coaching program, and I want to share Miss Ashley's story. Ashley's been in the coaching program now for just in under, I think, 4, maybe 5 weeks, and having great results. So let's hear about Ashley's story and what we're doing with her at EntreFitCoaching.com.
My name is Ashley Vargas, and I am a strength coach with a specialty in power and Olympic lifting. I've been coaching for 8 years, and historically my business has been 100% in person in a brick and mortar facility. And I made the decision that I no longer wanted to trade my time for money. I've been doing that for way too long. So I decided to take my business 100% online. Having the experience and knowing how to run a coaching business in person, I knew that the skill set to do that online was going to be a little bit different. So I wanted to make sure that I was starting my business out with a solid foundation. So with that in mind, I decided to interview a few business coaches. And in that process, I met Sean Garner. And what I really liked about Sean compared to several of the other business coaches that I interviewed was his program is not a cookie cutter program. It is not, this is your 6 week program, this is your 12 week program, and then after that predetermined amount of time, then that coaching relationship ends. His program is completely customized to the need of that particular client. So in my case, it was really starting from ground zero and building that foundation. And as my business continues to grow, he is going to be with me every step of the way, helping to provide the tools and provide the insight in order to continuously grow and build something that's going to be successful. What really surprised me in the beginning was with the little work that we did, just with establishing who exactly my ideal client is and really catering my online community to those particular individuals, I was able to gain 6 brand new clients that were my ideal clients, or pretty close to it anyway, just with some work on my social media pages. So the next steps from here are going to be, you know, building out the website and doing some of those other bigger things. But just the success that I got so quickly, just with the small changes that I had implemented into what I was already doing, made such a huge difference, and really solidified that I made the right choice to go with Sean. If you are considering a business coach or considering transitioning your in-person coaching business to online, I would definitely recommend working with Sean. He will set you up for success from the very beginning and is going to, you know, be that guide in order to help you through that process.
Man, so that I love what I do because I get to work with awesome people like that. And if you are a Real Fit Pro and you are looking to go from being just another fitness coach to a successful fitness entrepreneur, and you actually want to build a business that serves you and your goals, I would love the opportunity to work with you. Visit our website. It's entrefitcoaching.com. Entrefitcoaching.com. It's entrefitcoaching.com. Click schedule a call with me. I'm personally going to call you. It's not going to be anybody out of my team. We're going to talk. We're going to do a deep dive over your business, see if this would be the right fit for us to work together. But more importantly, show you the three-step framework that we use to build successful fitness business for real coaches like yourself. Have an awesome day, guys. We'll see you on the next one and talk soon.